So I'm going to talk a little bit about Mr. Gold. So just to remind everyone again, Mr. Gold is a patient who has a normal karyotype. So he's 46XY, and all he has is an IDH2 mutation. So he would fall into the category of a patient who's intermediate risk. He has a wild type NPM1. He has a normal karyotype. Now, IDH2 is not accounted for in the European Leukemia Net risk stratification, primarily because there isn't enough consistent data out there about the impact of sole IDH2 mutations for the European Leukemia Net to put it into a category. But I think what this highlights is that, you know, this intermediate risk group, although everyone is classified together, it really is a very, very heterogeneous group of patients. So just because someone is intermediate risk, it probably depends what specific mutations they have. And, you know, Mr. Gold is a little bit of an anomaly because it's the rare patient that only has one mutation. These mutations usually coexist with other mutations. And if it wasn't difficult enough to figure out what the prognosis was with one mutation, just imagine if you've got an IDH2 mutation with two other mutations, and how does that influence prognosis? So I think what we're going to see over the next, hopefully, 5 years or so is that with bigger data sets that are published, we might be able to sort of sort out who in this group of intermediate risk patients is a more favorable risk intermediate risk patient and who might be a less favorable intermediate risk patient.